This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to the Escape Hour, where every week we run to another exciting destination. This week, I want to share this exciting trip with Mark Adams, who's in the studio with me. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hello, Fiona. It's lovely to be in the studio. What a beautiful day. It's currently 17 degrees, lurching towards the top of 19.
I wouldn't have believed it.
A beautiful, sunny autumnal day.
It is
gorgeous. The leaves have changed.
It's a beautiful time of the year in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Russ isn't with us today, but Stefan is.
Stefan. Hi, Stefan.
Hello.
Stefan is a brand new Joy member / graduate from the Taste of Radio course. And Stefan's joined our team and is currently learning how to panel. So he's doing a fantastic job, everybody. So all this digital wizardry is at Stefan's fingertips for the day.
That's
he's doing
right.
a fantastic job. Taste of Radio course is a great part of what Joy does. It helps us get our volunteers on air.
I did the Taste of Radio, I'm an example.
Yep. It gets people to learn about radio broadcasting, technical skills, broadcasting skills, legal skills. You can do it too. Just be a Joy member.
That's right.
Go to the website, find out when the next Taste of Radio course is coming up and join us. We've got plenty of opportunities for people to donate and volunteer their time, whether it be on air or off air. And
that's right.
Like Stefan is, when you've done it, please come and join a show. We're here for the whole gay community, lesbian, LGBTIQ, diverse community. We are the voice, but we're your voice, and we love you joining us. So if you've been sitting there enthralled by the talent that you're listening to on Joy 94.9, be a part of it. Bring your voice to the team.
Everyone can have a go.
Absolutely.
So involved.
Do the Taste of Radio. But if
not
you're,
everyone's going to be as, you know, wallflower-like you or I, who wants to be, in front of the microphone.
There
could be plenty of opportunities to
admin,
podcasting, the most important part
fundraising.
Of what's happening at Joy.
Yeah.
Fundraising. Well, you know, the Joy annual fundraising drive starts on June 1.
Radiothon. Yeah, it's
Radiothon.
So there's lots of other things to do because, I mean, being on Joy is a great privilege, but it's a great privilege to represent our community. And we have a huge listenership, 50% of whom are LGBTIQ people. Mm-hmm. 50% of whom are straight allies. So we love our straight allies. Join up. Go to the Joy website. You can join up for as little as, I think, a family is $124, individual
That's right.
$84. Concessions only $42. If you're under 18, you can still join up, but it's only $22.
It's a bargain.
Yeah. Not-for-profit organisations can join for $165 and businesses $300 a year. It's great to be a part of it. It's great to be able to win prizes.
And it's great to be able to tune in
if
that's what you just like doing too.
Yeah.
Now, of course, if you are tuning in and you want to talk to us today.
And you're missing Russ.
And you're missing Russ, his jokes and all. You can get in touch with us today. Now, we have probably not mentioned that we're actually going to Cuba today.
We are.
So if you have any questions for our special guest, who I will introduce shortly, about Cuba, contact us on 0427 Joy 949, phone the front desk 1300 Joy 949, or email onair@joy.org.au and we can take your messages.
Yeah, we've got some travel news before we go to Cuba.
There's some good stuff going on and some scary stuff too.
Yeah, I think that there's a interesting question we've got to ask is how a 12-year-old Sydney boy used the family credit card to fly himself to Bali. Fiona.
Well, look, I tell you.
I mean, that's a good oil of Olay if anyone's going to pull off being 12-year-old. And
I know. I do remember sort of stealing the odd coin or so from my mother's purse as a small child. But a credit card? I mean, maybe he had the family credit card for emergencies.
But he used the self-check-in.
Yep.
Yeah, and just went through with a whole bunch of other people. So it is astounding that it did happen. Now, in an environment where we're being ultra-conservative about security,
and cautious,
taking our shoes off, being searched and questioned and blah blah. It was only a couple of weeks ago that we were talking to Tad about flying from Bangkok to Tel Aviv and the difficulties that he and his friend had getting through immigration after they'd already be through the airport, flown to Bangkok, not left the airport, and then getting through. It just seems astounding that a 12-year-old child could use a credit card and find themselves in Denpasar.
Well, clearly everyone has been a little bit complacent in the airport. I thought there had to be under, like, you know, you're a minor and you're travelling unaided by an adult, that there was some issue around that for people. But anyway, look, that was pretty clever, and I hope he had a good time.
Well, there's one place he won't be able to go to in Southeast Asia, and that's Boracay. Have you been to Boracay in the Philippines?
No, I haven't been to the Philippines. I've been hoping to go, but just hasn't made it off the list.
Well, because the popularity of Boracay, the Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte has ordered it closed because, as he calls it, a cesspit. And it's got a lot to do with the amount of tourism that goes there and the difficulties it is to keep something so pristine when it's full of tourism and the tourism services and the people who work and the people who travel and people are coming from all over the world and people have different hygiene standards and blah-de-blah-de-blah. So they're closing for 6 months to restore the pristineness of the beaches in Boracay. If you have not been to the Philippines, cannot talk highly enough of it. If you have not been to Boracay, cannot talk highly enough of it. When
so
you go,
you
take
been.
Only photos, leave only footprints, and try and keep it nice and clean because it is gobsmackingly beautiful.
Oh, can we have a whole show on the Philippines
next
time with you?
Actually, I'm sure there's someone from the Philippines or with a Filipino heritage around who can talk about...
Yes, I'll put that out to our listeners. Mm. If anyone has travelled to the Philippines, wants to tell us all about it, come on the show and let's have a chat about the Philippines.
Great country, great culture.
Or if you're a Filipino heritage and you want to talk about your background, we would very much love to have you so we could hear all about that. Now, there is, of course, some other news which we talked about happening. Did you know, Mark, that the LGBTQ people in the United States spend almost $1 billion on travel? Oh, in the US alone.
Was so it that's $1 billion or $100 billion?
$100 billion in the US alone.
That's a lot of feathers and sequins, Fiona.
And that's thanks to an official survey by Grindr. okay, so consumers spent more than LGBTQ consumers spent more than $5 trillion globally, with $965 billion in the US. And so, you know, it's a massive industry, and every country should be on board supporting the LGBTIQ community because they're going to come and spend their money, honey.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're going to be spending a little less in Venice. Similar to Boracay, Venice needs to look after itself by reducing the amount of people that go through it. So they're doing similar things to Boracay. So popular, so beautiful, so amazing, so loved that they're going to have to restrict the amount of people attending the major thoroughfares, events, galleries, tourist places in Venice for the exact same reason as what's happening in the Philippines. It's just overloved.
Do you think that this might actually, you know, become a bit of a trend for destinations? I mean, can you imagine some of the beaches of Bali closing to regenerate? And
I think it's a great idea just to manage the resources and to divert people to other places.
I guess the biggest problem that you have is what the economic downturn is going to be for any of those communities.
There's that. But there's old travel maxim, and I mentioned it before, take only photos, leave only footprints. And that's one of the things I think so few people really think of when they go. And we're talking about the economic benefit, but where are they spending their money? And how are those people with whom they're spending their money handling trash, handling waste, handling kitchen, paying staff? So if you want to be really conscientious about your travelling, it's not about finding the cheapest, most cheerful way of doing things. It's doing a lot of research before you go, knowing what you're doing, and being able to go through it in a really mindful way. And I think we know someone who went to Cuba in that way. How's that segue?
Oh, wow. That's so good, Mark. You're on fire today. Well, we are going to Cuba, and we don't have to quite go there yet, but we will be looking to discover all of the most exciting things about Cuba. I think planning a holiday is like the most fun things. When there have been times when I've planned holidays that I never even took, but I got all excited. I sat on the website, I booked the thing, I pretended I was going to book plane rides and train rides and make connecting flights and book hotel rooms just for the fun of it.
Yeah, and it's going through the whole process and being mindful about what you're doing, how you're going to spend your money, making sure that your impact is going to be as positive to the people. It's not only just financially, and particularly as LGBTI travellers, we've got to look at where our money's going in countries that, like Indonesia, Bali at the moment, is very controversial with a lot of LGBTI people because of the Indonesian political situation trying to restrict LGBTI rights in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. So people are saying, I'm not going to Bali. So hold on, there are a lot of gay-owned businesses that are going to miss out on your pink dollar because of the country they're in. They don't get to move their business, their LGBTI business, because they've got political issues. Don't cut off the spigot to their livelihood.
Well, I mean, Indonesia is such a massive, massive country with so diverse. So diverse and so many different islands with so many different, you know, issues. And certainly in some of those places, what is going on to the people that are living there for the LGBTI community is truly horrific. So
I think the LGBTI business owners and the employees that depend on them and the community in which they dwell a much better place to have a political voice if their businesses are robust. Mm. And if we choose to boycott them because of national political endeavours, then we are depriving them of their economic ability to be a part of it. If they go out of business, if they lose employees, then they have less of a say. Mm. So my personal take is if you are going to go to Bali, make sure you're spending money with an LGBTI operator. You're on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.